This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, March 31st. I'm Patricia Naft. Lawmakers in the State House initially approved Colorado's $23 billion budget last Thursday. It will fund everything from health care to roads and bridges to education. As Benta Berkley says, the debate lasted for 9 hours and largely fell along party lines.
Colorado's economy is rebounding from the recession, and this year lawmakers have slightly more money to work with.
This bill truly has positive impacts on every community in the state of Colorado. And those types of investments are things like additional investments into senior services or programs like Meals on Wheels.
That's Democratic Joint Budget Committee Chair Chrysanta Duran. The six-member bipartisan committee writes the annual budget, but lawmakers ultimately approve it. They also try putting in their own wishes. One amendment to add more funding to take care of tumbleweeds drew some of the most heated debate. Republican sponsor Tim Dore of Elizabeth showed pictures of 12-foot tumbleweed piles in southeastern Colorado.
This isn't just a couple tumbleweeds flying by. You know, you see in the old Western movies, they would go down Main Street. These are hundreds and thousands of tumbleweeds going against houses, closing up roads, to where counties are putting their arms in the air saying, help us, we cannot mitigate this.
Representative Duran urged Dore to run his bill separately from the budget and criticized Republicans for offering too many amendments.
We do not have an infinite amount of resources, and because we hoped to work together in a bipartisan way, that is why I reached out to Minority Leader Del Grosso after the forecast and said, what are your priorities? And let's come up with something where we can decide together on what those priorities are. Unfortunately, all I heard was crickets.
Republicans blasted Duran, saying they don't have to run everything by her. Republican Representative Sherry Giroux also serves on the Joint Budget Committee. She even threatened to vote against the bill because of Duran's comments.
You followed the rules. If you follow the rules, you get to offer amendments. If there is not due respect given to everybody in this assembly, I will pull my name off. There is no reason that any of you should be insulted by snide comments by any member of this assembly. Yes, Mr. Chair?
Lawmakers in both parties do agree on some of the top priorities for the budget, which include education, recovery from last year's floods and wildfires, and improving the state's economy. The budget would add $100 million for colleges and universities. It also provides tax credits to homeowners for wildfire mitigation. Republicans offered several amendments to try and put more money into K-12 schools. Republican Representative Jim Wilson serves on the House Education Committee.
The money is going to be spent. That's not what we're debating. The question is where the money will be spent. The money's being spent. It's just not being spent on education.
During the economic downturn, Colorado cut about $1 billion from K-12 schools. And while Democrats also support restoring budget cuts, they say putting an unsustainable amount of money into schools will only force cuts again in a few years. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon chairs the House Education Committee and voted against the proposal.
I think we would all like to see more put in our school funding package. Quite honestly, the money on the table that we have in bills that the House will be hearing soon are going to bring $500 million into our K-12 system, new dollars, into this next budget year.
Lawmakers initially introduced 45 amendments to the budget, but in the end, several were withdrawn and only a handful passed. The Senate will take up the budget next week and strip the amendments and then add their own changes. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state legislature is constitutionally required to do each session. A final House vote is scheduled for today. In years past, the budget has received bipartisan support. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Heroin is making a comeback, both nationally and in Colorado. The Durango Herald reports that heroin caused 91 deaths in Colorado in 2012, up from 22 in 2004. Heroin addiction may seem like a big city problem, but the Western Slope and mountain towns are also affected. As Aspen Public Radio's Roger Adams reports, the Roaring Fork Valley, like many parts of rural Colorado, is seeing an uptick in the number of heroin overdoses and addicts.
The other day, I sat down for an interview with two young men. It was a sunny day, and we were talking on a bench in downtown Basalt. They are in their early 20s, both are clean-cut, good-looking guys, and very articulate and educated. They were telling me about heroin.
The high, I'd say, from intravenous use is you get that initial rush where your body floods with a feeling of just utter comfort and warmth. And then after that, it kind of mellows out and you go into that nod stage. You're going in and out of consciousness, just feeling extremely content.
The drug in its full dose hits you immediately. So imagine getting hit with how drunk you would be from 12 beers in 2 seconds. So it's like this intense feeling that just rushes over you. It kind of takes over, just warm, pleasurable sensation that it's so strong that it's hard to describe.
For the sake of their anonymity, I'm going to call the men George and Mark. I asked what drew them to heroin. What was the high that they kept chasing? They also talked about the other reality of heroin, the pain of running out and the threat of overdosing. They've both been clean for just a few weeks now. Mark almost died from overdosing a couple times, and George was so worn down by his addiction that he went to Aspen Detox to get help with his withdrawal from the heroin. It feels, he says, like a really long and really terrible cold.
Kind of like a flu, I'd say, but along with that, there's also the mental fog that you get, and you just feel really depressed, I guess, and your body just feels really achy. You're sweating a lot. You can get nauseous, and diarrhea comes along with that too. And then you just fiend for the drug after that.
George and Mark are part of a heroin subculture in the Roaring Fork Valley and part of a growing drug culture nationally.
Now, it's clear that opiate addiction is an urgent and growing public health crisis.
That's Attorney General Eric Holder speaking last week in a national address about what he called an alarming increase in the number of heroin and opiate overdoses.
Right now, fewer substances are more lethal than prescription opiates and heroin. Addiction to heroin and other opiates, including certain prescription painkillers, is impacting the lives of Americans in every state, in every region, and from every background and walk of life, and all too often with deadly results.
Nationally, says Holder, heroin overdoses have risen almost 50% since 2006. The problem is not just in big, faraway cities like New York or L.A. or even Denver. Here in the Valley, overdoses and heroin deaths are becoming more frequent. While Mark and George managed to avoid that, others haven't been so lucky.
We see maybe one a month.
Ron Leach is the fire chief at the Carbondale Fire District. He's also in charge of all the emergency medical technicians and ambulances in the Mid-Valley. His EMTs have been seeing a steady rise over the last year of overdoses of heroin and prescription opiates like OxyContin. These have been 911 calls about addicts just like Mark and his roommate George.
We notice a lot of young people that end up getting 911 called. Young kids, 20-year-old kids.
And by the time the EMTs arrive, many are very near death. Heroin is in the opioid family of drugs. It's a fast-acting derivative of morphine, which comes from the resin of the poppy plant. Many prescription painkillers are synthetic versions of these opioids, among them oxycodone. These drugs flood receptors in the brain, central nervous system, and the gastrointestinal system. They hit pleasure centers of the brain, but they also slow down the nervous system. In an overdose, an addict's breathing will slow down or stop. Again, Fire Chief Ron Leach.
It's a serious condition. It amounts to respiratory depression. That's the medical problem.
EMTs and other first responders now carry an anti-opiate drug. One common brand name is Narcan. EMTs will inject an overdosed addict and it will immediately restore breathing. But it has to be injected soon after an overdose, wait too long, and the addict will die. In just the past several months, there have been 3 overdose deaths in the Valley. If an addict survives the overdose and wants to get clean, the withdrawal from heroin will be a nightmare. The Aspen Counseling Center, which operates Aspen Detox, has had 10 heroin addicts in for withdrawals in just the last 6 months. Interestingly, law enforcement from Aspen Springs have not seen a similar increase in arrests for heroin possession or sale. Jim Schrant is the agent in charge for the West Slope Operations of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA. He says this doesn't come as a surprise.
It doesn't, because typically the first responders on the medical side oftentimes will be the first to see the outbreak of a problem. We've seen that with new and emerging drugs or old drugs like heroin that tend to represent themselves in a certain area.
The uptick in heroin use in the Valley could be linked to a tightening of opiate prescriptions that began about a year ago. Aspen Valley Hospital, along with other hospitals on the West Slope, and then many private physicians, began issuing fewer scripts for opiates for pain. Prescription drugs are the way that many addicts first became dependent.
We have a large amount of the population that unfortunately abuses and is addicted to these drugs. And when, for a variety of reasons, they're unable to have these drugs, they go to the next best available resource, which is their heroin dealer.
Ann says Schrant, the price for heroin has been dropping in recent months, making cheap heroin an even more attractive alternative. In his national address on opiates, Attorney General Holder promised increased law enforcement activities from the DEA specifically targeting heroin. Agent Schrant says one part of the strategy is making heroin dealers responsible for overdose deaths. The Attorney General also cited treatment as critical to fighting increased heroin addiction. Addicts Mark and George have been clean for several weeks now. They say they attend Narcotics and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings regularly. Mark says he believes treatment will save more heroin addicts' lives than the arrests of dealers.
The price has been falling pretty consistently, and it's only getting purer. And, you know, when I can go find a $50 gram of heroin in Denver in 20 minutes, I mean, something's not working. If more money could go to getting people who can't afford treatment into treatment and, you know, working on the cause of these problems as opposed to just trying to arrest drug dealers who they're just going to pop right back up again.
Both Mark and George admit their recovery from heroin will be a long process. It won't be easy, and it isn't certain. But they're both working hard on their recovery.
That was Roger Adams with Aspen Public Radio. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.